Hello. We are in a lesson in the topic of From the Love of Man to the Love of the Creator. We'll read selected excerpts about it. You can ask questions to Cobb TV, and we'll ask selected questions during the lesson. So again, the topic is From the Love of Man to the Love of the Creator.
According to this rule, from the love of man to the love of God, we can measure accurately our relation to the Creator, who is always hidden. And what is revealed as my measure of congruence with Him, according to our measure of congruence with the group. It can't be otherwise. He's never revealed, he cannot be revealed as the opposite quality. And even if we do some act to bestow in order to bestow or receive in order to bestow, we still don't acquire his quality of pure bestowal. It's a different nature. We don't come out of our nature, the will to receive. We only put a correction on it. And in this correction, within our own correction, within us, we feel our level of congruence, the extent to which we are similar to Him, but not more. So the question is, how do we measure to what extent we are approaching Him from day to day? To what extent our qualities of each of us are becoming more and more similar to the qualities of the Creator? How can we check this in the group? By what signs? How do we set up the relationship between the friend and I so that I will know that to that extent I'm really moving toward the Creator until I get to some resemblance to Him, some similarity with Him, the ability to resemble Him, to equalize with Him? This we need to try to measure every day. And I would recommend to do this log, to write down this like a log. Let's do it. According to what did I measure today? My inclination to the Creator. Not inclination, my progress, my nearing to the Creator. How did I measure it? Through the connection between the friends and I, because I have no other measurement, no other gauge. And have I already begun to feel in the connection with the friends changes that are more spiritual and can truly bring me to a state where my relation to the friends is approaching a state where I begin to feel the quality of the Creator, bestowal, and perhaps even love. Let's do this every day. Writing down in our log. And then we will see, we'll learn what we thought before, what we think now, how we check it, by what we measure it, what's important for us, what actions, activities, what relationships. We'll learn from this. We can also learn from this.
From each other.
Yeah, we can also learn from each other, but we want to write it down so that at the end of the day we have a short summary. It can be one sentence. It doesn't need to be longer. Or it can be longer if you want. Because there is no love of the Creator except that which is revealed in the connection between people. This is the kli, and this is the light. And we have to correct the kli.
אז אנחנו נקרא את קטע מספר 61 מתוך מאמר.
So excerpt number 31 from the article The Love for the Creator and the Love for the Created Beings. Our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly refer to a practical mitzvah. And this is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning love thy friend as thyself. It is by this mitzvah alone one attains the real goal, which is adhesion with the Creator. Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah, one keeps the entire goal and the purpose. And now there is no question about the mitzvot between man and God, because the practical ones about them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as yourself. The immediate phase after that is adhesion. Again, our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly refer to a practical mitzvah. And this is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning, love thy friend as thyself. It is by this mitzvah alone one attains the real goal, which is adhesion with the Creator. Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah, one keeps the entire goal and the purpose. And now there is no question about the mitzvot between man and God, because the practical ones about them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as thyself. The immediate phase after that is adhesion.
אבל בכל זאת yet
כתוב הרבה
מצוות nevertheless many mitzvot, commandments, are written that we have to do toward the Creator and not toward society. If we did everything toward society and within the observance of the mitzvot toward society we'd get a result toward the Creator, it would be clear. But there are mitzvot, commandments, that are aimed directly at the Creator. So how do I, in society, observe also the mitzvot toward the Creator? If the mitzvot toward the Creator are the kli, and what we receive in the kli is a result of my relationship with the Creator as light, that's clear. But then, there are no mitzvot toward the Creator. But we see that there are many mitzvot toward the Creator. So how do we observe them? בבקשה. Go ahead.
I think that in any case, even if the mitzvot are depicted in all kinds of ways, our clear goal and purpose in society is to bring every friend closer to the Creator. This is the essence of our task, and we always have to want to increase in that work in any way possible.
To keep the connection between us, in the end we realize that only with the help of the Creator can we do this. So He must be a part of it.
It's not clear to me how you can make any mitzvah towards the Creator if it's not towards the friend and the group. So every mitzvah I want to do has to be first towards the group, and then maybe the state that I'm doing it towards the Creator will be revealed.
Sometimes the Creator is dressed as friends, and He speaks behind every friend, so we're always working with Him, but we have this buffer called friends, which is really a gift to keep the concealment, and through the friends kind of flirt with Him, so we're also working with the Creator.
Yeah, the whole goal of this mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself is to reveal the Creator. He's concealed from us, and we have an ability to discover Him through the connection between us. We're told that it's the sparks in our heart when they connect, so the quality of bestowal is revealed. And that quality is the Creator between us.
We say many words, but the question is, how do we do it practically? Mainly, it begins with the thought. How we take this work from the greatness of the Creator, which is the goal, and in order not to fool ourselves, we see how we work with every friend, because otherwise it's all inside our egos.
Yeah, the Kabbalists tell us that behind every friend is the Creator. Behind every friend is the Creator, and the fact that we remind it to each other. So first we have clear work that, and it's revealed that it's the friends. And that actually all my attitude has to be in equivalence of form. What comes out of the friend is the Creator's attitude towards me.
How do I, with my relation to the friend, think, even feel, to the point of feeling, that I am turning to the Creator? In everything, in every plea, every moment, when I turn to the friend, I try to feel that I am working with the Creator. Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Each day, each moment. If you have any tips, you can share them.
On one hand, it's very complex. On the other hand, it's very simple. Even if naturally you don't really get this, on the society level, it's something that has to be a custom and a habit, part of the new values we're building between us and society, because it's something that everything we don't get naturally, something in society has to direct us there and increase specifically that.
It's written that man's inclination overcomes him every day, and if the Creator doesn't help him, he cannot overcome it. A person can't ask for himself. Well, we can ask for every friend to bring the Creator to our help, to help the friend rise above his ego, neutralize it, and float and be concerned only with the friends.
And even though the Creator constantly disturbs us and doesn't let it become a simple, tasteless habit, you have to get used to it, like just saying on everything. Like you say, thank God, with God's help. So to see in everything His actions, to make this kind of connection like a habit, that right away I connect it to Him. Even though I don't feel it, it should be like a mechanical habit. And keep working on it because it's against our nature. It doesn't just work like that.
Totally. It's practice, practice. You constantly kind of tame yourself to being this, like you're doing any technique or craft or an art. You have to constantly exercise it internally, and there's no better time than now. Now we can check the relation to the friends. Friends are speaking, I'm interacting with them, so how many times and at what depth? In short, where is the Creator now?
Yeah, and this practice works in the best way if it's mutual, when we annul and integrate in one another, and we feel this greatness of the Creator through the friends that search for it between us, that want to see that unique point in the heart in every friend. And it's practice of greatness every time and again when you meet a friend, when you think of a friend. You just want to search for the Creator here and want to ask Him to be revealed specifically in this way of the connection between us.
And we needn't be afraid that to discover that we can't, and really recognize the situation where we are, what is our nature, and by this achieve prayer and understanding that without emerging from myself and the right prayer and the right environment and all the means, it can't be done. We have to agree on this. We have to come to this agreement.
And it starts being so clear. I'm searching for an answer inside me, and then I see, wait, it's all here. I see all the friends on the outside, the Creator speaking through them. So here, I'm gathering all this advice that's revealed through the friends as the Creator speaking through them. If I develop this sensitivity, I'll get all the answers.
What can you add besides that, through example from friends, through new values in society?
Rav, how can I reveal to myself that the moment the friend and the Creator are become as one in my eyes, so I reach I get to the right direction, I become aimed towards the goal. Israel, the Torah and the Creator, the Torah, the light, it's what's revealed in the group. The light that corrects us, the connection between us, and the Creator that's revealed in there. So the moment the Creator and the friend become one, by this I'm aimed towards a goal, towards dvikut, that we have to be together, everybody. So how can I constantly think not about the Creator, but about the friend? Usually, we think about the Creator, how we get along with Him, how we can turn to Him, and so on. But we don't turn to Him. Only under the condition that we relate to the friend as the Creator, And then in this way, we turn to the Creator. We organize, we arrange our connection with Him. So how do I constantly check myself that I'm connected to the Creator, that He is the friend? Just that this imagination is kind of, well, the Creator gave me an exercise that I'll be able to correct my nature towards Him. But there is no friend, it's all the Creator. That until I'm in my, as long as I'm in my will to receive, I feel the friend instead of the Creator. Once I start discovering myself above the will to receive, instead of the friend, I feel the Creator. Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 32
from the article One Commandment by Baal HaSulam. The first and only mitzvah commandment that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma for her sake is to resolve not to work for oneself apart from the necessary works, to merely provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, save the oppressed and every creature in the world that is in need of salvation and benefit. Again. The first and only mitzvah commandment that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma for her sake is to resolve not to work for oneself apart from the necessary works, to merely provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, save the oppressed and every creature in the world that is in need of salvation and benefit.
How do I, at least in our life in the group, in our dissemination, in our organization, everything that's mutual to us, how do I try to implement myself in giving? That it's not that society demands that, but it's my corrupted vessels demand that correction. How do I correct my corrupted vessels in practice, in the relations between us, in our studies, dissemination, our community, social life? How do I do it? He says it's a mitzvah that can bring us to lishma in the quickest, most best way. It's the only mitzvah. Please. Can I, at the end of the day, calculate that I have done this mitzvah in my intention and in deeds?
Each day, this can be measured because each day, even in every action, our kalima renewed, gradually absorb everything outside of them and make it more mine and connected to me. And then there is more to come out toward friends, toward the public. So it's our constant work in going out.
I think it's through this understanding in society that's the only way to advance in this life and not just do all these actions and, oh great, we did it and nothing came out of it. And this advice to make this summary at the end of the day, that you'll be able to look backwards also to what you've been doing, it's a great way to see if you advanced or not and if you did anything in the right direction or not.
I'll be very happy to hear ideas from the friends about measuring. I have many questions to have about this. I don't understand how we can measure it. A person constantly changes. I can write feelings and emotions and the chart of ups and downs back and forth, but I don't know. But like an orderly measurement and marking it between 100, I don't know if we can do this. We can do what we can to labor. This is what I try to do, to example from the friends, what I take from within and from without. But the specific measurement,
maybe the intention that no matter what I did throughout the day, whatever I did, what I thought, how in the end do I see the friends? It kind of reminds the article of the revelation and concealment. Do I see the friends as great? Am I more concerned about them? If I see that my attitude towards the friends is the main, most important thing in my life, that through them I'm searching for the Creator more and more, and as much as I'm more concerned about them and less about myself.
When the lesson ends and the workday begins, it's clear every second that I am being led by the ego and a cruel will to receive. And you can stop this thing only by getting an example from the environment, or you suffer this or that blow. And every day it repeats itself because our nature is opposite. And we are so, and the task is very pertinent, how to implement on a daily basis what we're learning. Truly, not just in words, meaning relating to things correctly. I think this is our task for now.
I don't know, maybe start with the anchors we have throughout the day. Let's say if we decided to connect and have a conversation, am I concerned that all the friends will have this reminder that there'll be this point of time, that in the mutual connection that will all be spread out already, but we have to be there with that intention. Like yesterday, every time a friend called me, so I just let everything go and said, wait, here, if he's calling now, so you raise the importance and you be in focus in this conversation, in this connection. So, yeah, we constantly have these opportunities to gather them more and more.
Excerpt 33 from Pri Chacham, Conversations, anyone who regrets with the public. Our sages said, anyone who regrets with the public is rewarded with seeing the comfort of the public. This is the meaning of, to the extent that a person allots, he is allotted, meaning to the extent of his kli vessel, meaning his receptacle and its insides, that chisaron, that deficiency will always be filled, not more and not less. Therefore, that servant of the Creator who is not regretting with a public, but feel only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also no bigger than that. Therefore, he will not be able to receive the general revelation of godliness, as in the public's comfort, because he did not prepare a kli to receive this general quality, but his own personal discernment. But one who regrets with the public feels the public's troubles as his own trouble. He is rewarded with seeing the revelation of the Shekhinah, divinity, in completeness, meaning the comfort of all of Israel, because his deficiency is a general deficiency. Hence, the abundance of Kedusha, holiness, is also general. By this you will understand the meaning of the righteous have no rest, meaning because the abundance is blessed according to the level of the lack and yearning of the righteous, to that extent, not more and not less. Therefore, they always exert to deepen and expand their receptacle, because the giver has no boundaries, only the receiver. Therefore, their whole direction in life is to grow stronger and yearn and make for themselves a receptacle by which to increase the contentment by expanding the boundaries of Kedusha and the blessing of the Lord, of Havaya. So how do we connect our kelim so we have a big enough kli to reveal the quality of bestowal? It's not less than 10. If individuals connect and annul themselves, and above their annulment, that what is called the tzimtzum, the restriction, they connect in the connection between them, like in a patsuf, the quality of bestowal is revealed, which is common and the same for all. How do we understand that we have to rise above our egos? But other than this, how do we connect into one kli, so that all 10 become as one, and then we become a spiritual kli? Go ahead. By what do we connect? The fact that we all have to rise above ourselves, we somehow can picture it. But how do we connect? And what does it mean to connect? Go ahead.
Maybe we also have to test and ask of what is the difference in our society, what we've gathered for compared to others. Otherwise, what is the difference? And the first checking is in our goal. What is our goal exactly? What have we gathered for? What is the reason for this? And this correction of our relationships. What, do we just want to be good people? What exactly is our goal? That's the first question I'd ask myself.
If we create a situation where there are 10 forms that annul themselves and want to merge with the friends, how are they now connecting into 1 10, 1 patsuf? It's with respect to that quality that we want it to be in this annulment, this common place to be filled with greatness of the Creator.
If you want to attain a vessel to reveal the Creator, so we connect through the light that reforms and not by anything else. Everything we're doing is this external action to draw the reforming light. If it won't connect us, so it's not a true connection that can suit the revelation of divinity. It'll just be this nice egoistic connection in this world, because we can't do anything beyond this world.
Right. Of course, only the lights, and we should let it work. But our lives are in the gap between the desirable and the existing, and we have to unite between our viewed and the forms of the will to receive that appear in everyone, and this complete form that we want to create between us, which is the connection of the points in the heart and the quality of bestowal that's flowing among everyone, each one from his place, what he describes in the gap between them, give them room for prayer. So the prayer is where we connect.
And this prayer is built from the integrating of our deficiencies, that beyond me making efforts to come out of myself, I also want to feel the deficiencies of each one. I want to integrate and feel that special part that the Creator wants to present to me through each one of the friends. And again, especially in the random tens, it's a new opportunity every time to discover and search for another special point, another special connection between us. And every time to make a 10 of it, that for it to be a complete connection of 10 sefirot, and to measure it every day. Every day we're connecting this 10 and checking as much as we're connected.
Connecting means the light comes and connects us on that view that is revealed in the attempt to connect. We, like Kabbalists advise us, just have to act to try to attain the connection. In the end, we have to come to a prayer, and the light comes and does the work on the result of the effort.
Sometimes you're searching for these actions of connection, where we're doing it. And what feels is our work is in our integration, that will turn to this place in my heart to feel the friend, to feel the friend, to get into his heart. And in this way, every time we're making more room, every time a friend is speaking, so that from such a preparation that they're great, that the Creator is speaking through them. And I'll take this into egoistic desire and diminish it.
I would really like to turn these words into something practical. I want to feel the friends, find what do I want to feel in him. I want to get closer to the friends or measure myself opposite the friends if our relationship has improved. Toward what? By what parameters do I check it? What am I measuring? That I behave more nicely to him?
We can connect by aspiring to Ovut, that upon that we receive the light, the Torah. And also there, we constantly develop in this thing, but the moment we're aspiring to the Ovut, between us we already discover the abilities, the way to advance in this thing, along with the Creator.
Everything begins with every friend doing everything he can with the help of the support he gets from the friends to come out of himself and be concerned and praying for the friends. That's stage one. This is the tzimtzum, the restriction, where I put myself aside and tend to the friends, to the smallest bit. If I have some self-concern, great, I put it aside and I pray for the friends.
Yeah, that's why this is the time, I don't know, it's kind of like demand the Creator when he's present. So here and now, while we're giving the microphone to one another and trying to connect, to constantly be in that inner demand that the Creator will come and do the work and complete it.
Right, that's the building of our yearning. We constantly talk about yearning. It's an increase of the desire beyond the natural desire we have. And we have a chance to build our prayer in this way and check our prayer that it is built of the sum total of the lacks and deficiencies of the friends, and to feel from this that the demand for the Creator is intensifying.
The connection is made above the contradictions that we reveal them and we can connect them, we can correct them, and everything we need, like we learned and talked about many times, we have to cover it, we have to uplift above it and bring the light, that there the connection will take place, that all these opposites are like a jump that we have to overcome above them. Cover them with prayer, because we can't correct them. Only that request and coming out of self-concern, in that place we start seeing what connection is.
Right, I have to use the power of society. To make this happen, we have to be praying for one another. A friend cannot come out of himself, so we have to ask to bring in the Creator to help the friend rise above himself, restrict himself, so he really has the strength to connect, to merge, so the Creator will be revealed between us.
Rav, how can I check myself that I see the flaws in the friend and cover them with love? How many flaws did I see in each and every friend? And how did I cover them with love? That the flaws won't disappear, and the love exists only thanks to them. Covered them. Please. Rav, until I'm happy with the evil ones who are revealed.
What I can do is, because I'm in this society, is to know how I begin and end every act. I have to begin all my actions in society. So it has to be something that is in the spirit of society. There's nothing else besides him. From this basic assumption, I begin to work with my friend and understand what is the goal in being in a relationship with a friend, that it's in order to eventually reveal the place that needs correction and there pull the Creator in, who is standing opposite me in this great society, directing me there. Because if I were directed toward myself, I'd see myself as complete. This covering is a covering of who sends it to me and for what, and what is the role of society in this equation.
Still, the work isn't clear in this, but if you feel rejection from the friend or you see a flaw, it always remains, but we try to overcome to the point where we do connect, and we don't see that point, but we want to be connected in it, and we're willing to stretch ourselves above the water. In the water, we're like two points of cement. You feel that the flaws can only drown us, but we're trying together to lift our head above the water and breathe the greatness of the Creator and loving the friend.
Right. The thing is the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal that we are trying to achieve, to get a quality of love with which we have to cover. Because I don't know what this quality is, and I don't need to do it by any covering or anything. I have to have a covering of love, which is the quality of the Creator. So only the greatness of the Creator can, for now, pull me out above the place where I see the flaw and this egoistic calculation sitting there, massive, stuck between the friend and I. So at least we should see that we have the same goal. the common work and ask the Creator for this correction to come, this covering of love that I don't have.
There, I don't know, in this question, there's 1,000 more questions. I don't understand what to check this. Also, what? Which flaws? Qualities, tendencies, characters, what, all kinds of things on the corporeal level that bother me? His attitude towards the goal, the path, how can I check it? 1,000 questions. I don't know. We're in such an interaction which is very dynamic. And also, naturally, when we connect, I think it's people that have more equivalence. We like working with one another. And specifically, maybe people that I come less in contact with. So I have a million questions here. I know that every flaw I see, I have to say, oh, it's in me.
Excerpt 34 from the article One Commandment by Baala Sulam. We have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah commandment. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot commandments relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act itself testifies to the intention that it is to benefit one's maker, and there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma, for her sake. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that only to bring contentment to one's maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, I am merciful. As he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to kedusha, holiness. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance. Again, we have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah commandment. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot commandments relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act in itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that to bring contentment to one's maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, I am merciful. And as he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to kedusha, holiness. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance.
Is that clear what's written here or not? I think that not so much. So, again.
Again. We've already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that only to bring contentment to one's Maker and to resemble His ways. As He is merciful, I am merciful. And as He always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to Kedusha. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance.
How can we, in the best way, divide our time to actions towards the created beings, actions towards the Creator, actual actions and thought? How can we work towards the Creator in actions, in deeds, or in thought? And how do we work towards the created beings in work of actions and thought? And how do we divide our times, meaning our effort, for actions or thoughts, for this and for that? Speak about it, and through that you'll understand. Just start talking. The understanding will come from the connection by listening to each other.
In general, our lives are pretty structured. Our frameworks are pretty structured. We have the morning lesson, we have our jobs, our necessities, our meetings that we do. We need to be meticulous with each of them, to be on time for everything. And over all these structures, we can add the internality to examine to what extent we instill a relation of love toward the friends, to what extent we're looking for the Creator, to what extent in the times when we're not in a direct connection between us or during the lesson, to what extent we bring ourselves back to this relation, this approach.
The system is simple. Just to do every action to start with a thought. So greatness of the Creator is the first thing that has to be with us in these 24 hours, as much as we can hold it in our thought, in our subconscious. It's the actual necessity. And in the last question, Rav gave advice that everything that you see in the others is a flaw, that is the point where you can ascend without erasing it. Specifically there, ask for correction, ask for connection.
Right. The end of the act is in the preliminary thought. There's this anchor that should be very strong in us. As we heard in the quote, that in the end it's about bringing contentment to the Creator. From this, we get this very clear line that everything that appears, every relation of mine toward the friends, when a relation of a friend toward me is revealed, and I have more work to do here. Out of this relation, how do I bring contentment to the Creator through the friends?
I don't know, I'm an egoist. I have two questions that constantly come with me. Why and for what? So if we do actions towards the Creator, so why and for what? If I'm doing an action for the friend, so why and for what? I want to know. I don't have other fuel except for that. And every action that also by throwing me into society, also for that I ask for what? And once I answer those two questions in some way, I start my action. Also my annulment towards society, I start doing from there. But that's our foundation as a will to receive. That's how we were born, and there's nothing to change here.
Maybe we should begin from the end, from being adhered to the Creator. And then if we want to see one stage less, then probably the chisaron was right. So we have to see what appropriate chisaron we have in that state. For all of humanity, maybe we can't. So we go a step back. For society, maybe we can't do that. So for the 10, if we can't do that, then for me, to somehow be in connection with the Creator in thought. But first, we aspire for the maximum. And from there, we go back and do what we can. Where the prayer and the labor is what can advance us, and we always have to advance in this.
I don't see any answer except for, I don't know, except for what I have in the group, in the friends, in the things that are close to me. And I know I have this goal somewhere in, way out in the horizon. I put it in front of me, and I know I want to reach this thing called a revelation, the adhesion. But for now, there's the friends and work towards them. I don't know about all the beings in all the world. It's so huge. There's friends in the group. And here, I know how to work. Whatever's revealed to you is possible, you do it. Every action the group does, you adhere to it and try to do it with them. Intention, as much as I can put it into everything, I try to add it. That's what I have in my hands. It's what I can work with.
Toward the friends, it's first of all about doing what we can. By setting an example through gifts, through awakening them, whatever we can. Behind it, there's the intention. And toward the Creator, it's an internal speaking that should be. That begins with a thought. And its expression should be the power to act for the friends. So basically, we attach the Creator to the friends and the friends to the Creator. And that's the thread for work that you have to deal with all the time. It doesn't matter if you attach the friends to the Creator or vice versa, as long as both are in the equation.
This is how we check ourselves constantly, where our attitude, well, towards our goal, towards where we exist, what we exist for. As Shlomi said before, for what, why, for who? What am I even putting my energies into in my reality? And it's also my attitude in the complete picture that we learn about through Kabbalah, reception, and how we aim ourselves to it, like these intentions, like on sights on a weapon, that you have the close sight and the far away one, and how we advance to it.
How do we divide the time between these works? I think in the connection between with the Creator, subconsciously, it has to be there all the time. From when we wake up until we go to sleep, and then work with people, that's depending on our ready preparedness. Because the Creator opens a connection all the time. The question is to what extent we can see the oppositeness and ask for correction for this. It depends on us, and really it depends on the avud between us, to what extent we give each other this power by which we can see these difficulties and ask for correction.
It's not supposed to stop, this work and this attitude. Outside the lesson too, perhaps in the lesson we organize our intentions, we organize our work. Then when we go out, it's there, it has to be there. We have to pray for each other to have the power to relate everything to none else besides Him. And again, all of the anchors that we have during the day, we got to work with them.
Once again, we go back to the initial point, because our action, why do we do this for? If essentially the wisdom of Kabbalah is meant to reveal the Creator to His created beings in this world, then as a part of this equation, even a tiny piece of it, this is what should accompany us in each and every action. And this is where I measure things. Did I bring my friends closer today or others in the direction of the Creator? Is this picture is united for me? I do it in thought and action? That means that there's an intention behind it. I'm not just acting blindly without thinking about it.
On the one hand, wherever there's more effort is where we need to go. On the other hand, from light to heavy, we have to do it. But it also indicates where we need the Creator's help, and this is one degree that we can work in correction from light to heavy. We have to go to where we identify the need for praying to the Creator for help.
I think if Israel, the light and the Creator are one, then every action, every thought that I do, supposed to include all of it together, and then you don't have to divide your time too much. It is all one. I make an action, so I also try to include in it the intention, which is reaching adhesion with the Creator and the light that reforms, which operates, and also the friend who build that point called Israel together. Everything is included in every action and every thought.
I also agree to try to connect all the elements from here to there.
Yeah, and what Baal HaSulam says, that he dedicates all his spare time for all the created beings of the world. It's an ideal picture. It's the maximal picture. So if I measure myself with respect to that, then I can see how much forces I invest, how much thought I put into it, how much I really do it for the sake of the Creator. And if I'm not in it, then there is room for request, for help, that I will be in it, and which means do I need for that? So I'm facing that maximal, complete picture, and in comparison to that, I examine myself and I aspire to reach that more and more. It is all built out of this mutual longing, the greatest, or the importance of the goal that we build between us.
Yeah, when we started talking, we didn't have answers, but through the integration, that's also something we need to talk about, how we work between us, because no one person has the solution. On the contrary, there's inability to move. So longing for connection, all of us together and constantly scrutinizing the goal and the means.
Through inclusion, you hear and you remembered what our work should be. Every action, every thought, every correction, we do it for the sake of the collective. Everything outside of me eventually is like we have the upcoming Congress. You have to feel the European clean and the entire humanity in general. So when we think in such a direction, then certainly it will work.
Rav, how do we, during the day, in the few minutes that everyone has, everyone connects to his random 10 and the rest of the 10s and the world clean, especially now towards the convention? Moving closer to, let's move closer to being all together. How are we going to do that? Because even for my random 10, it's not going to help to stay as it is. We have to have that great power that lies even in some minimal connection, but with everyone in the world. How will we do that? For the purpose of the success of my random 10. There isn't such a difference between a random 10 and the worldwide Bnei Baruch. So how do we realize the connection between everyone? Please.
I can just say that it is perhaps we should see the 10 as a kind of a working field in order to give us an example to how reality in the broader complete sense should look like, also because of our inability to capture a wider picture, a broader picture, and also to operate in a broader picture. So it is just a kind of an example and a training place for each and every one of us in this corrected structure compared to the Creator, how we should treat every creature, the entire creation, or just part of it.
Well, the connection with the rest of the tens and all the world is the level of our connection in the 10, meaning we come to such a degree of connection that we are considered a 10, and then towards other 10s, it's even more connection between us. It sounds like we have no clue how it happens, but if we reach connection between us and we keep hammering it more and more, we'll find connection to the other 10s in the world. That's what we need to do.
I haven't got a clue. This is something great and important and very essential in our path to include the whole world clean, every action we take. But how do we do that during the day? Perhaps we should remind it to each other during our Zoom conferences during the day, twice, three times a day. A reminder that every thought that I have for my 10, we should even look at it as if there is the 10, there's the whole group, the whole world clean, and then the Creator. What I mean to say is that there is the Creator at the end of every action that we do. So, but on the way there are different circles, like onion skins, without which we cannot reveal the Creator.
So we have to peel the onions and cry and cry and cry, until it opens up, because I too also don't know how to do it, but establishing the need between us, that it'll be always in front of our faces. The world Kli has to reside within the random ten, just like our ten has to spread out to the world Kli. It's a riddle, but we have to be yearning for it increasingly.
The longing has to increase. And we should also rise above our habits. You can get used to random tens as well. We have a convention going on. We have a goal which we prepare to. We have to exit our circle, and our circle is the ten. And a broader circle is the world Kli. The European Kli has something nearby. So perhaps we should think about the time of connection between us during the day or at the end of the day. We should think how we can integrate with more groups or with the European Kli or friends from the Kli so that we will feel their longing.
Rav, do we feel that the random ten helps us to better hold on to the world Kli? Because the world Kli is something that somehow is existent and constant, and the ten is random. Does it help us to better turn to the wider constant circle?
A random 10 is a tool that throws you out into outer space where you have hold of nothing. And precisely here, we can see the connection with the Creator, the world Kli, the means, the sources of. Everything is one complex, and you're in constant check whether you're there or not. This random sea that they pull the carpet beneath your feet, you have to check if you're there constantly.
There's something in the work of the random 10 that forces you to better and better shape such a relation of finding what's inside the friend, that inner part, the yearning, the effort for connection. Each time it fixes the intentions where you're trying to be along with all the other friends, connected to them, asking for the Creator's help, and that the light will work. And like an aim, like you first need the close aim, and through that you look, and then you look into the wider circle, into the world Kli, and into the whole of humanity.
It's hard to answer that question. On the one hand, to start with, when you come to Bnei Baruch, so the society here, or the worldwide society, my attitude, my annulment towards the friends, or my concern towards the friend, is for each and every one. Only later on permanent tense, we start seeing who am I connecting to, who am I used to. But the first point you start with when you come here is that the friend is each and every one of us from the group. And my effort to connect is with each and every one as a friend. They're all supposed to be equal in my eyes. The fact the Creator is playing with us, with all the things that He's showing me, that's something else. But my attitude should be this way.
There isn't really a feeling that it's something so fixed. When we change ten, it's really felt. But the world kli too, it changes several times a day. It's felt like when friends from America wake up, or from Asia, or and if you're working with these friends or those friends, you kind of establish different forms of connection. And we have to develop the sensitivity to these changes. I'm not sure we need to hold on to we want to hold on to the changes, to be dependent on the Creator.
What I want to say is to suggest is when the ten changes, you have to feel the connection more to each and every friend in the group. They're all equal eventually. I don't really care who do I sit with. Like every day the ten exchanges, but still every friend in the group is equal. They're all the same. And also it's the same with the world kli. All the friends from the world kli are equal. They're bnei baruch to the same extent. You know that when you meet a friend you never met before, all of a sudden you discover that he's like every ordinary guy you sit with. Doesn't matter where he comes from. We all have the same goal, the same intention. So there's something general. So the fact that the tens keep changing, it just makes it clear that all the friends are equal. They're all the same. Doesn't matter who I sit with. Moving on to the next part of the lesson, the